When Franklin D. Roosevelt was president, the leaders of 10 states decided to create a protected parkway along the Mississippi River. Today, the Great River Road stretches along the historic waterway, winding from the Minnesota Bluffs down to the Delta in Louisiana. Al Lorenz is the chair of the Mississippi River Parkway Commission in Wisconsin. He says early protections have kept the road popular with tourists.
Wisconsin went all out later on in the 60s and 70s and bought scenic easements along a good share of the Great River Road. You could control development to be aesthetically acceptable and pleasing to the traveler.
Travel Wisconsin spokeswoman Lisa Marshall says tourism has been blossoming over the last decade in the river towns, from Prescott to Keeler.
More B&Bs and inns being developed on the northern route. We've had some really great attractions that have opened, such as the National Brewery Museum on the far southern end. So as travelers are coming and bringing money to those communities, the tourism industry is stepping up and, you know, developing more retail businesses and more places to stay and things to do.
Two new sites are being planned along the Great River Road in Wisconsin. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will add an aquarium at the Genoa Fish Hatchery this summer. Plans for an archaeology and cultural visitor center are underway in Onalaska. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.